Understanding a Man's Nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Understanding a man's nature. When we think of understanding a man's nature, we're most often comparing man to an animal. We're comparing man to a chimpanzee or an ape, and we think that we are the offspring of those creatures, that we are the next generation of those creatures, and that is entirely incorrect. Now, we talk about having predecessors, we talk about having people, animals, and who have similarities to what we are, but a great change takes place in ourselves, a great change takes place in life when we begin to look at things from the truth point of view. Now, if I were to say to you, you are the same child that you were when you were born. You are the same child that you were when you came upon this planet Earth. And when you were 1 year old, everything that you were 1 year old, you were stuck with. Well, now, that's not true. You're not stuck with that. No matter whether you are born out of generations of other types of species or what have you, what happened to you from the time that you are born onto this planet until this moment now is a totally new enlightenment attitude. It has nothing to do with what you were before or what you are. If we are going to think about all of life being one, and we are Jesus Christ, we are Moses, we are the president, we are president's wife, we are whomever we may think we are, or we are a little child. We are all those things. For all those things are in the now. And there is only the now for us to be in. And our now has no past, it has no future, it has no present, it has only the now. So if we start thinking about man's nature relative to anything that is past or hopefully for the future, where he might become even more brilliant and more wonderful than he is now, we're not living in the now. And if we were to truly live in the now, we would live in the allness that is. We would live in the allness of all that exists. It's not a matter of something that's going to be or something that was, but it exists right now. And it exists very wonderfully and very positively, very powerfully right now. And it's up to us to take advantage of a man's nature. What is a man's nature? We'll talk about what a woman's nature is, a husband's nature, and a wife's nature, and a boss's nature, an employee's nature. And all these things will bring us back to just one thing. They'll bring us back to who we are right now. Who we are this moment. Not a matter of in a future moment, but right now, in this moment. Who are we in this moment? Are we the allness in this moment? Well, then let's begin to think about ourselves as the allness in this moment. Let us begin to think about ourselves as everything that we want to think ourselves as. And we can do that. We can do that wonderfully, perfectly, right now. We can do that. We don't have to wait for tomorrow. We don't have to look at the past and say, we did this in the past, and so now we want to do this in the present. We just work in the present, living in the now, enjoying the now, thoroughly realizing that the now is all there is. So now, if we're not coming out of the apes, if we're not going into anything, but we are just living in the now, what in the world does that mean? What does it really mean to live in the now? What does it really mean to express ourselves in this instant, in this moment, in this now? What does that really mean to do that? Well, we don't really have too great an idea what it really means, but we can think about it. And what we think about is that in the now, all things are complete. All things are whole. All things are done. There is nothing that is going to be brought forth later. Nothing that's going to be revealed later. So, as we're thinking our thoughts, we're thinking our thoughts as Einstein might have thought his thoughts, where he thought all is beautiful and good and fantastic, all is glorious. And as he thought those thoughts, he was those things. Now, he did not think the thought that he was superior to somebody else. He just thought, I'm thinking these thoughts and they're wonderful. And as he thought those thoughts, he brought forth those ideas. And he expressed those ideas from within himself. He didn't find it in the outer. Because for him, and for any person who recognizes who they are, there is only the inner. And recognizing that there's only the inner, and working from that concept that there's only the inner, then we realize that, hey, right now, I am the past, the present, the future, I am the allness. I am everything that exists. And it's only that I do not choose to be aware of it that I am not expressing that which I am. And truly, I am expressing all that I think I am. All that I conceive of myself as being. I am expressing all that I believe that the world is. And since I believe that the world is lovely, beautiful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful, fulfilling, I fill with beautiful people. It's filled with people who live in the now, who have no remembrance of the past, who have no concept of the future. They live in the now. They live this moment. They live fully, beautifully, well. What is a man's nature? That's a good thought, isn't it? A man's nature is whatever a man is conceiving himself to be. Let's just take a virgin man, a man who has not been exposed to anything other than himself, and look at that man. We might say a child. A child not exposed to the rest of the world. A child that believes all is good. A child that believes all is beautiful. A child that believes that the world is filled with glorious and exciting things. A child that lives every moment of its life in absolute magnificence, in a happy state. A child that only knows whatever its choices are and its desires are, they are fulfilled. That's not a big, bad beginning for the allness of man, is it? If the allness of man could recognize that all of the factors that go to make up the ideal child make up the ideal man, and truly they do. It's only that man has, over time, told himself that he doesn't know things. He's told himself that he cannot do things. He's told himself that there are limitations to this world that he lives in. He has told himself that there are needs that must be met, and the only way they can be met is by an outward effort. He's told himself all these things, whereas from the very beginning, he knew that everything was from the inner. He knew. He knew and still knows it. He knows that all is from the inner. All is from who he really is. It has nothing to do with an outward expression. The outward expression is the thoughts of limitation showing themselves to us and saying, yes, our thoughts of limitation are true. And in that same ilk, thoughts of unlimitedness, thoughts of doing anything that the mind, the heart, the soul, the being wants to do and think and be, It is. Many people experience this. Many people know this in part. They know it a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit of awareness of this, a little bit of awareness of that. But they haven't gone right out on the limb and said, I am the all. I am that I am. I am God. I am good. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am complete. I am whole. If we could spend our lifetime speaking like that, we would be living in the most fantastic expression of our ideal self. We would be the ideal man. We'd be the ideal fulfillment of beinghood. We would be all that could be. And what fun it is. Children delight in it, and they experience it, and they live in it. And sometimes their parents rudely waken them up to the fact that the parents don't believe that it's so, and they make the child not think that it's so. Whereas the child always wants to believe that it's so. The child always wants to believe that all is divine, all is good, and all is wonderful, and all is beautiful. But parents do that because that's what was done to them. The world does it because that's what was done to the world. Now, to live in an ideal society, to live in an ideal world, to live in an ideal body, an ideal mind, ideal spirit, to live in our ideal self, does not mean that we have to be different from others, does not mean that we have to be better than others, does not mean anything of that nature. It only means that we express fully who and what we are. I am happy. That has nothing to do with unhappiness. Unhappiness is not under question here. Happiness is in question. I am happy, and I am. I am full when I'm done eating a lovely meal. I am content when I have just run a race and I have done it to my personal best. Whatever I do, and I do it to my personal best, I am happy. I am content. I am fulfilled. And this contentment, this fulfillment, this happiness is so magnificent. It is so revealing and rewarding. It is so utterly magnificent that we just don't always have the words or the concept or the inclination or understanding to understand it, to reveal it. But it is true. And it is very true. What is man's nature? What is understanding a man's nature? Understanding a man's nature? What is a man's nature? What is a man's nature? You'll say, well, you just told us a man's nature is being himself and having fun. Yes, yes, that's right. Well, now, what is being yourself? Well, I am that I am. I know that I know. I am God. I am complete. I am the wholeness. I am the allness. I am the isness. You know, oh, that's a good start. That's a good start. What is man's nature? Man's nature is love. Man's nature is love, and love everything, and love all, and love it, and love it, and love it. Man's nature is love. Well, that sounds pretty good too, doesn't it? Okay. Now, what else is man's nature? Man's nature is peace. A deep breath, lovely feeling of peace. Man's nature is peace. How great that is. How wonderful it is to live in the allness, the wholeness, the goodness, the beingness of who we really are. Man's nature is peace. My nature is peace. I am love. I am joy. I am wonderment. I am all that can be. And how great that is. Yes, we live in a wonderful, fabulous world of goodness and peace and truth, and it will always be so, because that's our true nature. If for one moment we allow ourselves to think a thought contrary to our true nature, then that thought becomes a reality for us and becomes the appearance in our world, and it is ours. Now, how foolish of us to think a thought that isn't to our highest and our best. How foolish to think a thought that isn't something that makes us happy. How foolish to think a thought that might limit us. How foolish to think a thought to say that we don't have something. How foolish! But we do it, don't we? Let's stop today. And let's start today. Start living now. Start living this moment. And think to yourself, as I think to myself, every thought I think is a happy thought, and therefore every experience I have is a happy experience. Every thought I think is a happy thought, therefore every experience I have is a happy experience. It's just a matter of that. Nothing more, nothing less. Just a matter of that fulfillment, of that realization, of that isness, and how great that is. This is what life's all about. This is what we are all about. This is the only thing that matters. Nothing else in life matters. Nothing else in life matters except to be ourselves and have fun. What is man's nature? Man's nature is to be itself. And what is itself? Whatever its thoughts are about itself. Man's nature is to be whatever its thoughts are about itself. Now, what are the thoughts of man's nature about itself? The thoughts of man's nature are to be the fulfillment of everything that is good and beautiful. Be yourself and have fun. How well we might learn to be aware of what that means, and how that is used in our life, and how that is used in our world, and how we use it every moment of our life. My nature, not what I might have been at some prehistoric time or some prehistory time or some historical time or some time that is not really so far away, like my childhood or my youth or my maturity or my elder status. All of those are now. And what am I? I am divine. I am good. I am beautiful. I am that I am. Know this with me today and have yourself a wonderful beginning. This moment, be born new. Be resurrected from the old thoughts you had into the new thoughts of the divine that you are. This is your reality. This is who you are. And this is all that matters. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.